The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Let me change gears completely. CPAC finished up on Sunday. Donald Trump gave the biggest address of the CPAC convention. A lot of crazy things about CPAC, and I'll get to that. I'll get to that in just a moment. Some wild. Hey, listen, the far right are not the only ones to be taken in by crazy conspiracy theories. I don't know whether you've heard about nutty left wing conspiracy theories about CPAC and the configuration of the stage. It's just nuts, just totally nuts. But this conspiracy theory from the liberal left running all through Hollywood luminaries and so on. We'll get to that later. But something that troubled me was a statue of Donald Trump that was wheeled into the CPAC area. And it was a 200-pound statue of Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. That's fine. You know, that's okay. But it was gold. Now, it wasn't real gold. Obviously, it wasn't 200 pounds of real gold. But it was a gold statue. Now, hang with me. Don't get upset. Hang with me. It was a statue, which is a resemblance, but it was gold. Now, I want to be careful, I want to be cautious, and I want to be balanced. Critics of conservatives, critics of CPAC, and certainly critics of Donald Trump have said that the conservatives at CPAC brought in a golden image of Donald Trump because Donald Trump is their god, so they brought in a golden image. All right. Nobody made sacrifices to the image. Nobody laid flowers at the feet of the image. Nobody burned incense to the statue of Donald Trump. Okay, I want to make that clear. So was it an idol? No, but it certainly gave ammunition, not only to the enemies of Donald Trump, but to the enemies of conservatives as well. A golden Trump statue that was not idolized, but it was adored. And there is a world of difference between worshiping something and adoring something. Okay? I get that. I understand that. With that said, I just want to issue another warning to everyone who listens to me. And I realize that most of you are Bible-believing, Christ-honoring Christians. Be careful. Be careful about your loyalties. I've said this many times about the followers of Donald Trump. I supported him. I voted for him. I wish he had been reelected. I think things would be far better in America with a second term of Donald Trump than a term of Joe Biden. For the most part, I was very supportive of Donald Trump's presidency. But as I have said over and over and over again, I never put my faith and trust in him. I read just a couple of days ago, a very prominent conservative commentator, and he said this. And by the way, this was a Christian commentator. I read these words, and I'm quoting, "Only Trump can save America." All right, folks, that crosses a line. Did you hear me? That crosses a line. Only Trump can save America. No, Trump can't save America. Only God can save America. God uses people. God uses individuals. And yes, I believe that God used Donald Trump with all of his failures and faults and blemishes, which were many. Yes, I believe God used Donald Trump. I do. But to say only Trump can save America is crossing a line we simply cannot cross. And I've repeated this. And for those of you who are not impacted by this, you may get tired of me saying it, but I fear that I may have listeners in this category. I have seen so many people on Facebook, people that are my Facebook friends and on social media, their entire world collapsed when Donald Trump was not elected. I mean, their entire world collapsed. And they've gone into despair and despondency, and some have even gone into deep depression. No, no, no. The election didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out, and probably the way most of you, not all of you, it didn't go the way most of you wanted it to turn out, but my hope and faith and trust was never in any president. Hey, I remember the Reagan years. I remember the Reagan years well. What a great president he was. I remember George W. Bush. His first term was wonderful. Second term, not so much. But I never put my faith and trust in any politician, and you should not either. And I just think it was incredibly unwise to have this gold Trump statue. I've said this many times as well. Never give ammunition to your enemy. Sadly, Donald Trump did that all the time. He gave ammunition to his enemies. His enemies said, "You're a bully, you're a bully, you're a bully, you're a bully." And what did Donald Trump do? He acted like a bully. Don't give ammunition to your enemies. Don't do that. Don't fall into their traps. Don't do it. And so you have many on the left saying, "Oh, those crazy conservatives idolize Donald Trump. They have set him up like a god." And you know what? A few people have. I know some Christians that have made Donald Trump almost a god. And it's wrong. So here are the enemies saying, conservatives worship Donald Trump and treat him like a god. So what do? They bring in a huge 200-pound golden Trump statue. Don't do that. I just think it was very, very unwise. And it's just a reminder, folks, stay balanced. Make sure your priorities are right. Pray for our leaders. I mean this sincerely. If you were a strong, strong, strong Donald Trump supporter, I assume you prayed for him. I hope you will pray just as much for Joe Biden. Why? Because he's the president. If you prayed for Donald Trump, you should be praying for Joe Biden. Pray that God will change his heart. Pray that God would get a hold of his heart. Pray that he would repent of some of the evil, and I mean evil, things that he is supporting. But pray. Quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I have talked to you a lot about conspiracies, wacky, crazy conspiracies, and I have begged and begged and begged. Please stay away from the crazy, wacky conspiracies. And I've said, yes, there are conspiracies out there. No, I'm not living in a vacuum. No, I don't have my head in the sand. I read a lot of sources, but I prayerfully, hopefully, I am fairly discerning. I think God gave me a brain, and sometimes I actually try to use it. I know some Christians who don't. I know some conservatives who just don't use the brain that God gave them. And every wild, crazy, loony conspiracy that comes along, they bite in hook, line, and sinker. And I've warned you about that. But there are left-wing loonies and their conspiracies as well. Here is the latest. And it's being adopted, or it's being proclaimed by several Hollywood luminaries, movie stars, rock stars. And here it is. CPAC was held in Orlando, Florida, at a Hyatt Hotel facility. It's almost always held up in the Washington, D.C. area, but because of the COVID thing, they couldn't do it. And so they went to Orlando, Florida with Hyatt. And Hyatt was involved in all the planning, all the preparation because CPAC, which, hey, listen, if you're a conservative, you're controversial. You with me? If you're a conservative, you are controversial. So anyway, the conspiracy is that the configuration of the stage, and I mean the shape of the stage, vaguely resembles a Nazi symbol. Yeah, vaguely resembles a Nazi symbol. I saw pictures and I had to look at it and look at it and look at it and say, wait, how do they... And I finally, after looking and looking and looking and examining the picture of the shape of the stage, I saw, oh, okay. Listen, folks, today it is very easy to be brainwashed. We got people on the right who are brainwashed by nutty conspiracies. We got people on the left that are being brainwashed by nutty conspiracies. But see, the liberal left says if you're a conservative, you're a white supremacist racist. That's just, if you're a conservative, you are one of them. I have a caller who used to call a lot, and he would say, "You guys." What did he mean? White people. You guys. Really? All white people? Yeah, you guys. And if you're a white conservative, oh my goodness, now the whole world knows that you're a flaming racist, a bigot. And brainwashed people believe that kind of stuff. And so this is going all over left-wing sources. Oh, what I started to say. Because CPAC is conservative. Part of the name, CPAC, is conservative. Conservative Political Action Committee or whatever. But conservative is in their name. So therefore, there are a bunch of Nazis, there are a bunch of white supremacists, and so the loony left looked and looked and looked and looked and looked and looked at something that had to be racist at the CPAC convention, and they finally looked at the shape of the stage, and they found an obscure symbol that was used by the Nazis during World War II, and it bears a somewhat of a resemblance. All right, now, folks, knowing that the liberal left is going to call CPAC a bunch of white supremacist racists, no matter what they do, do you really think they would be dumb enough? You really think they would be stupid enough to put the stage in the shape of a Nazi symbol? Do you really? And because of that, Hyatt Hotels, there is a boycott Hyatt movement. And Hyatt at first said, oh my goodness, we didn't know. Why, if we had known they were going to use a racist symbol, oh my goodness, we never would have. Well, now we found out that Hyatt was intimately involved in every part of the planning, including the shape of the stage. They were involved in every part of the planning. So now Hyatt is saying, well, we try to be inclusive, and it's just, I am amazed on both sides, the left and the right, the far left, the far right. I have said this over and over and over and over again. The devil lives in the extremes. So you got the extremes on the left, and you have the extremes on the right. And they're just about equally dangerous. Stay away from the extremes, folks. Whether it's the left or the right, keep your nose in the book, God's word. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, not men. And get involved in your local church. That'll take care of a whole lot of your problems and the world's problems.